This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Trump, and it includes former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the anonymous whistleblower whose allegations triggered the inquiry. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, sent the list Saturday to Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who was unlikely to approve all of the witnesses on that list. Investigators enter a new phase next week when they begin publicly questioning witnesses after weeks of closed-door testimony. Iraqi state TV aired footage it said showed protesters attacking Iraqi security forces with petrol bombs and setting a building on fire in central Baghdad Saturday night. Iraqi protesters remained on the streets and continued anti-government rallies. This comes after at least six people were killed and more than 100 others wounded when Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters.
Amateur video showed Iraqi security forces driving crowds of hundreds of mostly young protesters off three key Baghdad bridges Saturday as they fired volleys of tear gas to push them back. Young men wearing surgical masks and headscarves to cover their faces skirmished with security forces on several major thoroughfares. The advance of security forces in Baghdad coincided with reports of a political agreement among top Shiite parties to support the government of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi in return for political reforms. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired tear gas overnight to disperse protesters camped out in front of government headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And this is VOA News. Hundreds of pilgrims Saturday from India's minority Sikh community crossed the international border with Pakistan without a visa for the first time in 72 years to pay homage to one of the holiest shrines there. The rare instance of cooperation to facilitate the religious journey comes amid a sharp deterioration in already tense ties between the nuclear-armed rival country sparked by recent Indian actions and the disputed Kashmir region. Both India and Pakistan control portions of the Himalayan territory, but claim in its entirety. India's Supreme Court Saturday awarded a bitterly contested religious site to Hindus, dealing a defeat to Muslims who also claimed the land that has sparked some of the country's bloodiest riots since independence. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Disputes over the area in Ayodhya have caused conflict between the groups, sparking some of the country's bloodiest riots since its independence. The decision paves the way for the construction of a Hindu temple in the northern town on the site of a ruined mosque, destroyed by a Hindu mob in 1992. A proposal Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has long supported. Representatives of the Muslim group involved in the case criticised the judgment as unfair and said it was likely to seek a review of the verdict.
Hundreds of mourners gathered Friday for the burial of a mother, her months-old twins, and two other children on the fringes of a township founded by breakaway Mormons in Mexico, and a second funeral for the victims of a brazen armed ambush. Yahira Juarez reports for Reuters.
Hundreds gathered in the remote Colonia Levarón to bury Ronita Miller Levarón and her children, who were killed when suspected cartel gunmen ambushed three SUVs. Hers erupted in flames. Six women and three children. Authorities and relatives say the killings appear to be the work of the Juarez and the Sinaloa cartels, which battle for control of lucrative drug routes through the mountainous areas into the United States. Mexico has unleashed its army to fight the cartels, but it hasn't helped. Instead, it's led to more killings as criminal groups split off and fight amongst themselves.
Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy, who had promised to return Saturday to Cambodia from Paris to mark the country's 66th Independence Day, landed in Malaysia Saturday, but he did not return to Cambodia after months of speculation and escalating tensions. He is the acting president of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party and had said that he would return to restore democracy to the country. The Thai government, however, indicated it's unlikely that they'll let him go even through Thailand. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.